This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Is Friday. It is such a good day. You could score tickets to see Train. That's right. Shows are back. Catch Train September 3rd, 2021 at Harvey's Lake Tahoe Outdoor Arena. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest for info.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on air.
Oh. You're going to love it. Yep.
It's been voted the best Facebook page
of all time
by Facebook.
Yeah.
For like 10 years running.
It's been quite a long run. Mm-hmm. Nobody can catch us.
Year after year.
Oh,
once again, the cutting edge of Facebook pages, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Meet you there.
Cutting edge.
Okay, so I wanted to start with this real quick. Still on the fence about getting a vaccine?
No.
I'm not talking to you. The person driving down the road who's like, yeah, I am. I'm not sure. I don't know about this. How about some money?
Are you telling me I got vaccinated too early?
No, they're saying actually, and you know what's funny? It's the first thing that, look, I do well. I'm not rich. I'm not independently wealthy, but I do well. And yet the first thing that went through my mind was, oh, so I got my vaccine like I was supposed to, and I don't get no money. Mm-hmm. Turns out, no, everybody's entered in the drawing. So there's a chance if you've already gotten your vaccine, they say you don't have to do anything. You're already enrolled. They've got a running list of all the people who've done it, and you're in the running.
Okay, sure.
But California's hoping cash and prizes will lure more people to roll up their sleeves and get the COVID-19 shots. Gavin Newsom announced the $116.5 million vaccine incentive program Thursday, and he's hoping to motivate more people to get the shot leading up to the June 15th full reopening of California. Yay.
Woo! So you're saying $116 million?
Is up for grabs. That's right. California residents who've already been vaccinated are entered for the cash and prizes, and those who haven't been yet inoculated will get a chance if they go get their shots.
And when is this drawing? And can we all watch it happen live or what?
I don't have the that for you. You can get more info. Oh, you know what? Let me click on this. You can get more info on the program here. Doesn't say when that'll happen, but $50 gift cards are going to be going out like crazy. Oh. You got a good shot at those.
Okay. What's the grand prize?
Oh, $50,000 Fridays.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a pretty good. That's a good win.
$50,000 is a lot better than $50.
You're eligible to win the $50,000 on Fridays if you live in California, are age 12 and older, and have received at least a first dose of your COVID-19 vaccine. $50,000 on a Friday, everybody.
And then, is there a big grand prize at some point?
The $50, I'm not sure. I'm just reading this as we go here, but the website is covid19.ca.gov for more info on how to get your money.
Okay.
There's the big prize is $1.5 million.
Oh. What?
That's so great.
So that's a good, healthy win right there.
Yeah. So after taxes, don't they take half of a prize? After taxes,
it's close to that.
Probably like $750 still. Mm-hmm. That's that's life changing money. That's great money. That's a down payment on a one bedroom condo. And that's hilarious. It's so expensive here.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me read this to you.
All right.
$50 gift cards. Not yet vaccinated? Now is your time. Starting on May 27th, yesterday, the first 2 million Californians to start and complete their COVID-19 vaccination will receive a $50 virtual card, which can be spent online, in-store, where major debit cards are accepted.
Ooh, so this is, you're automatically getting this.
That's,
they're going to pay you $50 to get going on this.
Or you get a $50 grocery gift card.
Oh. $50 is $50, you know?
Yep.
If you were thinking about getting it anyway, even if you weren't, just like go in there and get your $50. That's good. That's
pretty
good incentive.
Hopefully this works and helps more people, you know, gets more people off the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd really like us to have the reopening and then stay fully reopened.
And not fall back into some
that
big
backslide. I don't want to see that. Mm-mm, I need
that.
Fall to happen as it's supposed to. As in, kids go back to school. Bye.
Says every parent in California, in the world.
Yep. I can't wait to take the picture in the front door with the sign that says I'm a second grader, and I can't wait to get the see the first outfit for the first day, and then I can't wait to say have a good day. Bye-bye.
See you around 3 p.m.
Yep.
Okay,
I'll be
then.
There to pick you up. I'll ride my bike over there, and then we'll ride back together and talk, and we'll debrief. It'll be great.
You're going to love it.
Are people ruder in certain parts of the country?
Yes.
Yeah, of course they are. We just talked about the guy in Philly who dropped popcorn on a basketball player because he thinks it's his right. I got tickets to this show, so I could do what I want.
Right. Well, listen, bad fan behavior is not, you know, only located in Philadelphia.
No, you're right. Nope. In fact, actually, that is nationwide. You're right. Mm. Add some beers to a fan of anything and craziness happens.
Right.
Anyway, someone tried to figure out by looking at different categories of rudeness, and they came up with a conclusion about where in America is the rudest state.
Do you want me to guess?
Yes.
I think California is pretty rude.
Not even close.
Really?
All right.
Okay, I'm going to say that they said Massachusetts.
That's second. Second place is Massachusetts.
New York.
Nope. Closer
Jersey.
To you.
Jersey. Nevada.
Rhode Island.
Oh, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, where you were born.
I was.
Is the rudest state in our union.
You know, I'll tell you something. If directness is rudeness, then they are right. But people just tell you how it is there. Here, people, you know, they bump into you and you look over and say, oh, excuse me. And they just thumb their nose at you. And their kids are going crazy. And they never tell their kids no.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty specific.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really got an opinion, don't you?
In kind of a rude town.
All right.
Like, people, just be a little nicer to each other. Hmm? How about, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. How about that? How about, no, son, you can't huck your ice cream at that person. No, you, daughter, you should say sorry when you run into someone with your bike.
Oh,
he's very entitled. Very entitled.
Okay. Interesting. Well, they looked at, they studied how often people swear on the phone at customer service, how rude people are behind the wheel.
Oh, that's real.
How much people tip at restaurants. They factored in a bunch of stuff, and they say America's smallest state
is
our rudest state.
That's funny.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Virginia, New York, California, Washington, New Jersey, Utah, Illinois, and Ohio.
Ohio?
The rudest states in our union.
That's very interesting. Where do they have the other side of this coin?
They do. Southern states were the winners.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yep.
They're rude right to your face without you even knowing it.
They were the lowest in rudeness, and it was Mississippi, Arkansas, North Carolina, Vermont, Kentucky, South Carolina.
Mm.
Anyway, Rhode Island. The rudest state in our union.
Well,
how do you like that?
That's from whence I came.
How long did you guys live there, though? Not long, right?
I lived there till I was 2 years old.
Yeah, so you don't even remember.
No, I don't. I have seen photos of myself in the apartment that my parents had, but I had the same sort of thing. Yeah, I lived in, where did you live when you were?
I was born in Fullerton.
Fullerton where? California?
California, yeah, okay. It's down south. And we were there, but I don't have any memory of Fullerton at all. We lived in Anaheim, I think, for a minute, like as my parents were just kids. They were kids. Mm-hmm. My parents had me when they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
Who does that?
All of our parents.
Yep.
They started so much younger. That was just the way.
Right.
That's what you did.
So I remember the first house we lived in, but I don't remember those apartments at all.
Yeah.
And I, you know what? I don't even know if we have pictures of those. Like, I wouldn't go, oh, yeah, that looks like the apartment. I, no idea.
You must have baby pictures, though, and those would have
been
taken.
I do, but I don't have, the camera focuses on the kid. So I don't have, I couldn't even pick it out of a lineup if you said, one of these apartments was where you grew up. Which one is it? I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah.
Could you?
No. No. And it's funny, too, because I wonder sometimes if, because they say that everything you've ever seen is somewhere stuck in your brain, you know,
right.
That
sure.
You've got all this, that they could pull it out of you if they hypnotized you or whatever. So I wonder sometimes, like, if you ever have that as a setting for a dream without realizing it or.
Oh, yeah. I would bet those things pop up somehow, right?
Sure.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Benny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
He says to stall.
Sorry, I was doing something else.
Tempura.
Yeah.
Isn't originally Japanese.
Oh.
It's Portuguese.
Is that so?
Missionaries from Portugal introduced it to Japan in the late 1500s, and the people there really took to it.
Well, and they perfected it too.
And they made it their own, right?
Yeah. I love tempura. And no, it's not good for me. It's like, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to be healthy and go to a sushi place. Oh, look, tempura. Let's get the deep fried stuff. So right. Very American of us.
So delicious, though.
Oh, my God. It's so good. The sauce. Oh, the,
like, amethyst.
Mystery. What are some of those things? There are vegetables they put in those things. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. It's delicious.
Well, one of the ones I like, well, I can't say I, the place I used to go a lot is Azuma. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Azuma? It, right there in downtown.
Yeah.
Kind of near us, actually.
Okay.
But they did a bunch of, they would do eggplant, which I really like. So that's nice to, you know.
But you could tell it was eggplant when you bit in, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I wonder,
anyway,
there's definitely like a
them.
Sweet potato something. And then
I like that, too.
Yeah, me too. But there's a few things I'm like, I don't even know what it is. It's delicious, though.
Right.
Deep fry anything.
Amethyst got its name from the ancient Greek phrase for not drunk. Because there was a belief that if you put the stones in your booze, it would keep you from getting too drunk.
Does the word absinthe come from you're really drunk?
Absinthe.
So didn't they immediately find out that it doesn't work?
You know,
it's weird that the name would
superstitions or, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know how to say that.
So people would carry around a little pouch of amethyst and they'd
put it in their drink.
And they'd drink the drink all the way down and then dump out the gin-soaked amethyst.
I have to believe
there's
probably plenty of stories from back in the day, ancient Greek times, of course, when someone choked on one of those rocks that don't get you help to keep you from getting drunk. And
you're not drunk because you're dead.
Just like the old pop-top cans that used to get shoved back into the glass and or into the can and then... Oh, you remember that on Emergency 51?
Yeah. Are you talking about the ones that you would actually pull all the way
you'd
off?
You pull it all the way off and then you drop it back into the can. And I remember on Emergency 51, they did a thing about that. Like, these are not supposed to be put back because people were doing that. They were choking to death on these little pop-top.
Do you remember when that was the thing? Everywhere you'd go, there'd be those little pull-off pop-top
keys,
cans.
Right.
And you would make, we would make necklaces out of them, and you'd have so many, like, you could decorate your whole backyard in, like, you
Whoa.
Know, bunting made out of those things.
Gentry liked a drink or two, didn't he?
Well, you know, he would pop his Schlitz, I assume toss that little thing in the... But they were everywhere. Anywhere you went. The beach or the street or
that's
the park.
That's why
or...
they came up with the ones that stay on the top.
Right.
For those two reasons. The litter and people choking to death on them.
Yep.
All 16 celebrities Madonna mentions in the song Vogue are now dead. Lauren Bacall was the last one to pass away in 2014. Marlon Brando was the second to last in 2004. I thought
Brando
about that.
Brando died in 2004, huh?
How old is that song? Vogue. How old is the song Vogue?
I'll say the song Vogue is from 1997.
Oh, man. Really?
No, I don't. I really have no idea.
It just doesn't seem like it should be that old. And lastly, if you win a prize on The Price is Right, you have to pay California income tax on it before you get it.
Oh.
1990.
Pay it up front.
Wait, Vogue came out in 1990?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Right. You know what? When you think about it, the Madonna craze, when she broke through with Borderline and whatever the other hits were,
yeah,
and all
like
the bracelets. I remember
82.
The girls all wore the bracelets like Madonna did, all the way up the arm, the bangles.
And the, right. You have the thing on and then like a mesh
yes.
thing hanging off your arm, hanging yes. off your shoulders.
And that was high school. So, yeah. Of course, it was. That's the 80s.
Yep.
Yikes.
I can't believe Vogue was 1990. But you know what? I should know that because I've seen the video 50 times. Well, when else in my life was it? They don't even play videos anymore. You got to look for them on YouTube.
Right. Well, they're there. At least that's good.
That is incredible.
Okay. I'll move on. I can just tell, this reporter will tell you from having left the house enough times and been out on the streets and over the hill and to the main highways throughout San Jose, this story is 100% true. People are worried that because of the pandemic, they've lost their knack for driving. They haven't driven long distances in so long that they're really worried about as things get back to normal, whether they've lost some of their technique.
And you're saying they're right.
They're right. They have. It's ridiculous out there.
People suck at driving even worse than before.
I don't understand what was happening as I was out on the roads. I'm like, why is everyone slamming on their brakes? They're just exiting. Yeah. For some reason, it's like, you guys.
What's
you just
happening? Do I slow down now? Yeah.
So many of us,
and we forgot, you know,
have stopped driving regularly. They say that they feel like they're out of practice and worried about getting behind the wheel.
I could probably count on my two hands how many times I've driven in the pandemic. I never drive.
A third of people say they'd be willing if it was mandatory, they'd be willing to retake the driver's ed test to get back in the swing of things. I don't know that that's necessary.
What's wrong with you?
But, you know.
Taking that again. I know how to drive. I got to brush up a little. That's all.
I had this long list of crap I had to get done, and most of it's done. But yeah. Still sitting there staring at me and blinking neon lights is real ID.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Gotta go to the
DMV. I think about you all the time because we're in the middle of the whole license thing with the one kid. And I'm like, yeah. Vinny still has to go to the DMV.
Because,
man, the
DMV
is a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, no, I know, and I haven't been in a while. And
nice people working there.
I'm sure,
wonderful
yes.
people. It's not their fault.
I don't like it.
You know that scene from Zootopia? That's so funny.
Oh, God.
Oh, with the
so
sloth?
Accurate.
It's the best. It's
so
the best
funny.
Scene. It's perfect.
It is the best scene.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Only in America do we have to incentivize people with money to get a life-saving vaccine that other countries are literally dying for. It's
yep.
the definition of privilege, and it's sad.
Mm.
And yet, we want to reopen and not fall backwards, so let's give these people money who want it.
Yes. Do what we got to do. Give the people money. Money right. changes everything.
Fine. If it'll help you get in line and get your shot, great. Here's some money. My mother-in-law would rather wait and see what happens with the vaccines, which means she isn't seeing her grandsons because they are too young to be vaccinated. Especially a shame because she lives 5 minutes away. But she loves money. I think that the monetary incentive will get her poked. Whoa.
Pay you to poke you.
Fingers crossed. All right. See, there you go. There's an example.
Right. Yeah, I don't get it, but I don't have to get it. It's not my call. You get to do what you want to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Did you guys know that there is a Cone of Shame board game that's available? I just saw it marked down at Target. It has a picture of a guy with the cone around his neck on the box.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, they sent it to me. Let me see if I can pull it up.
The cone of shame was what one thing we got from Up, which we started using as a punishment for breaking
for humans
the vow of silence
regarding the
from
secret
the secret
show.
Show, which by the way is gonna be a doozy today.
Oh, epic. Mm-hmm. Wait until you hear it.
All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Sarah?
It's Friday, so we're going to check out some new music right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.